The whole world now knows.
My son, Sean Mullen, was kidnapped for ransom 3 days ago.
This is a recent photograph of him. And Sean,
if you're watching, we love you. And this?
Well, this is what waits for the man that took him. This is your ransom.
Wait, I want to see this.
$2 million in unmarked bills, just like you wanted.
But this is as close as you'll ever get to it. You'll never see $1 of this money.
Because no ransom will ever be paid for my son.
Not one dime, not one penny.
Instead, I'm offering this money as a reward on your head. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter.
So congratulations, you've just become a $2 million lottery ticket. Except the odds are much, much better. Do you know anyone that wouldn't turn you in for $2 million? I don't think you do. I doubt it. So wherever you go and whatever you do, this money will be tracking you down for all time. And to ensure that it does,
to keep interest alive, I'm running a full-page ad in every major newspaper every Sunday for as long as it takes. But, and this is your last chance, you return my son alive, uninjured. I'll withdraw the bounty. With any luck, you can simply disappear.
Understand? You will never see this money. Not $1. So you still have a chance to do the right thing. If you don't, well, then God be with you, because nobody else on this earth will be.
Off of the gun, ready for the showdown to go down at one. Sweat on my brow, let's settle it now. I'ma show you how real cowboys get down. I'm polishing gold, waiting for this drama to unfold. I got a blunt roll, feeling bold. Gangsta's blood runs cold, it's time to reload. The soul 45 cold, and the wind's gusting. It's hot, muggy, and dusty. Bust a couple shots, make sure I'm not rusty. It's past noon, it should be here soon. Sip a little moonshine inside a saloon. All of a sudden I can hear the sounds of hooves. Sounds like a thousand wolves. I cock back, the toast in the holster and froze. I pose like a poster, it's closer than close. I hold the heat sturdy, I already fight dirty. But I'ma put 30 inside him and leave early. Just when I went to fill him with hot lead, I put the gun to his head and this is what he said.
You never met me, and you probably never see me again. But I know you, the name's Slim. You want revenge? Then don't shoot. I'm in the same boots as you, I'm telling the truth. I got a price on my head too.
Ride like a cowboy toward the sun. But life ain't fun when you're on the run. Got your gold and you got your gun. Life has an outlaw just begun. Got your shotgun by your side. Got your horse and you got your pride. You ride till there ain't no place to hide. It's sad cause the bad guys always die.
He was shady. Seen by the look on his face, he said take 10 paces. Shit, I took 8, spun around and I aimed straight for the brain. My shit went bang, but it only fired a blank. He said,
you need bullets, hurry up, run.
I put a clip in the gun and pointed at his lungs. We both drew at the same time and stood stunned.
Go ahead, shoot me, but I'm not the one you want.
I figured he was telling the truth, that's why I didn't shoot. So what we gon' do, it's on you.
Did you recall when you and Snoop was a group?
The Chronic.
Well, all we gotta do is find the map, the part two. Plus I know who's got it.
Who?
Some old dude. He's got 26 plaques and he already sold two.
Loaded up my saddle, got ready for battle. Hid 2 pieces of gold inside of my satchel. We rode 2 miles until we hit the spot. An old ghost town that everybody forgot. A place where they used to smoke Chronic a lot. Slim grabbed a shotgun.
Trey, here's the plot, this is the spot. They call him Doc Lovis. Going around saying he took the game from us.
Let's shoot him in his kneecaps, he'll never see it coming.
He ain't got no legs, they cut him off with the stomach. He's got mechanical legs, he spins webs. Plus he's well respected by the hip hop heads. Our mission is to get him to stop laying eggs. And we can put him on his back down a flight of steps.
I drew 2 guns, spun them on my fingers. Kicked the swinging doors in, started gunslinging. I could hear somebody singing. Sounded like a G thing and a verse from Keep the Head Ringing. I said it's Dre's day and started to spray. It's 1800, he pulls an AK. Hollow chips started flying every which way.
That's when I seen Dre in trouble and came with the gauge. I fired the first shot, spun his body around. He hit the ground and landed upside down. Dre grabbed the mat, the plaques and the gold. I grabbed two girlies and a blunt that's rolled.
I'm like a cowboy toward the sun, but life ain't fun when you're on the run. Got your gold and you got your gun, but life has an outlaw just begun. Got your shotgun by your side, got your horse and you got your pride. You ride till there ain't no place to hide. It's sad cause the bad guys always die. You ride like a cowboy toward the sun, but life ain't fun when you're on the run. Got your gold and you got your gun, but life has an outlaw just begun. Got your shotgun by your side, got your horse and you got your pride. Till there ain't no place to hide. It's sad cause the bad guys always die. Always die.
So you go for it, she's a heavy 10. Paint peels off, you've been ripped off again. Used cars, everybody got one to trade. Used cars, everybody got one to sell. Used car, buy, take care, buy, go to hell. Used cars, everybody got one to trade. Used cars, everybody got one to sell. Used car, buy, take care, buy, go to hell. Beware. Used cars, everybody's got one to trade. Used cars, everybody got one to sell. Used car, buy, take care, buy, go to hell.
Used cars,
trust me.
Used cars,
well, I lie to you.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
Oh,
nerds! 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 Nerds!
Come on, Lewis, let's go.
Nerds! 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 Nerds!
Somewhere, sooner or later, well, you've got to show something.
You know there's something burning deep inside you. And I'm doing so well. Look at all I have. Would you take it from me? The future's uncertain, but I feel no pain. It's a different world, but the heat's the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rowdy Roddy Piper with a word about last Sunday's WrestleMania. Let's take you to Piper's Pit.
Well, I wanted to bring you live right after the fight in the garden here at Piper's Pit. I didn't want them to set nothing up because I wanted you to see the true giant of professional wrestling, and I want to tell you something. I was so proud of you out there. I was so proud of the way you handled yourself out there. You really did make a gelding out of that so-called Andrea.
You know, he tried to slam me. He claims he slammed me. I just tripped, and I fell down, and he says he slammed me. And he goes and he has the guts to steal my money, and he takes my money, and he wants to buy himself a few friends. Well, I got a big message for you, Andrea. I'm not finished with you. You're going to pay for trying to make a fool out of Stud. Something you can't do, I make a fool out of you. Remember that.
You know, I like what you said. You know, it's exactly. First of all, he stole the money, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to buy friends because he's a big goof. Not as big as you, and you're no goof. You're one of the most intelligent men I ever met.
Andrea, big Andrea. You're hero. You're eighth one to the world. What'd he tell you? Oh, if I can't slam stud, I'm going to retire. He should be gone. You should be on a slow boat back to France. You didn't slam me. No one can slam me. The $15,000 is still up because I haven't been slammed. And I'm just going to replace that money that he stole from me to show you what kind of man I am.
And for you and a man of your structure, it'll take you about that long to replace that
it's
money.
Already been replaced.
He just by walking down the hall.
I'm your giant. Remember that.
Just see, I want you folks to take a look. You're looking at three extreme individuals. Extreme because we can do something you never even thought of, huh, John?
We can beat Andre the Giant.
We can beat Mr. T and Hulk Hogan.
We can be the world champion anytime somebody has the guts to put the belt up.
We can be what we want to. Don't you wish you were Oscar?
So goodbye. Please stay with your own kind, and I'll stay with mine.
Charlie Sunshine, who I know is very interested in Thursday night, not only with your thing with Coronet, but also you are very confident as to who will win that bout between Adams and Kabuki, and who really does have the best kick.
Oh, I certainly am. I am ready, ready for Thursday. 4th of July is going to be my day. I've been waiting for this a long time. You know, I've been getting pretty hot at Coronet, and I think I'm not the only one who's been getting hot. And I think maybe it's about time somebody took some of those words of his and shoved it right down his throat. Because he's got a big enough fist, a big enough mouth to fit both of these fists, and we might try it out. What do you think? All right, and also on the 4th of July, Chris Adams is going to face the great Kabuki. And I think I know who's got the best kick, but I think everyone else is going to be, it's going to be a terrific bout. Hey.
Well, Jim Cornette is arriving, and Sunshine, let's try to ignore this if possible.
How stylish. What's the matter, Cornette? You can't wait till the 4th or what?
Look, I'm going to try to remain cool. I don't want no trouble. I just want to tell you that I'm looking forward to the 4th, too, because I'm ready for you. I've been doing push-ups. I've been doing sit-ups. I've been doing chin-ups. I've been doing pull-ups. I threw up once, but I'm okay now. I've been in serious training. I got my training clothes on now. You know about Richard Simmons, personal friend of the Cornette family. Besides that, I'm in the best shape of my career. I'm moving good. I'm breathing good, and I'm all ready for the 4th. I hear you're in fighting fit. Well, after the 4th of July, you're going to be fighting for air and fit for nothing, because I'm going to show you that it takes a good man to beat you, but it don't take him long.
Hey, if it's going to take a man to beat me, then why don't you bring one with you?
Oh, look at him. Oh, big mouth, huh? Big mouth. Let me tell you something. You've been on more street corners than the Dallas Times Herald. Look at that outfit you got on.
Let's not have any more of this if possible.
Wait a minute. I want to say one thing. I'm going to be nice, and then I'm going to go. I heard you say that I'd made you angry, made all these people angry, that you were hot at me and everything. I didn't mean to get you so upset, and I just figured that I want to apologize. I'm sure all the people will accept my apology. I didn't mean to get you so hot, and I would like to take it upon myself right now to cool you off.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I've seen it all. Sunshine, obviously, in the same mood that you and I will be had that happened to us. I've seen it all. We'll be back. Thank you.
We're gonna have us a little barbecue.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Barbecue, huh? How do you like your ribs?
Lazy old sperm. Why are you not to summertime hiding away behind all those misty thunder clouds? I don't mind spending. From your lazy old son. You make the rainbows and you make the night disappear. You love the frost, so I won't criticize my son. When I was young, from your lazy old son.
sorrow, or emotions we all feel, but never more strongly than in our adolescence. When just having an acne-ravaged skin, one's acceptance by others is a barometer of one's popularity. If one is different, a misfit, maybe unattractive, unathletic, one is in for a lifetime of cruelty and suffering that will traumatize permanently. You see, scars are souvenirs you never lose. The past is never far. You can try to repress it. You can try to hold it back. You can try to deny it. But it will still continue to grow stronger and stronger, like a malignant cancer that can't be satiated. Each of us manifests our pain in different manners. Whether it's 3 a.m. in bed, tears in one's eye. Whether it's a need to destroy everything beautiful, or just simply shutting oneself off from society. My father never gave me what I needed, so I understand what it's like to do without. They should understand this. They should give what's needed. I can see this. I can feel the pain. Why can't they understand? Quote the Raven, nevermore.
the diamond necklace played the pawn, and a handsome drum de la walked to a handsome man at baton. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Taken me, dim chandelier awakened me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music hall, a costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan.
Rain, you'll toss around. not do your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
I told her when you were first married, you'll have all the grief you can stand and more, I said. And now look at this. I hope you rot in hell! Where were you when he was playing in the road? You're stinking shit! You killer of children!
It's your son's funeral. Get a hold of yourself, please.
make, they wanna move.